Rabbi Rosenbaum.
Oh, good evening, Rabbi Isai. As usual, although he doesn't let me say this, but a great shkach to Rav Simcha for arranging these shurim, which help us keep on the right tracks. This week's parasha, towards the end of the parasha, a very interesting subject. It talks about when you go to Muhammad. It says in Perek Chav, Pasuk Yotes, when you make a siege on the city and you come to fight on the city, it says, "Lo yisashchis es etzo, you shouldn't destroy its tree, lindayach aleh olav garzan, ki mimenu seichel, v'etzo l'seichel es ke'odom etzo sadel avoy v'ponecho b'motze." So this is the makor of the etzo of Baal Tashchis. The pasuk is talking about when you make a war on the city, then you mustn't destroy the fruit trees that are over there, because you can eat from them. And that's the makor of the Issa of Baal Tashchis. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, he goes through all the halachas over here. So we're going to discuss tonight, Be'ez Hashem, the halachas of Baal Tashchis. But it's really two parts. The first part we'll discuss is about destroying trees. And then we'll go on to the other things that you're not allowed to destroy that we learn out from here. So number one is that the pasuk is talking about a case of the time of Muhammad, like it says, Kisot Zerah Ir. So learning Chumash, you could say maybe it's a special halacha, which is the Torah says over here in the time of war. That's the way we learn the pasuk pashtus. So the Rambam starts off. No, in kaitzin yilani machel, you mustn't cut down the fruit tree. Shneimar nisashkes es etzo. V'kala kaitzin zveika. V'loy b'matzir b'lvatz. Not only in the time of siege, not only in the time of war. Ela b'chol makim. Kala kaitzin yilani machel derech hashchasa loyka. Anyone that cuts down the ilon machel derech hashchasa is loyka. He gets malchus, it's Islam min atir. Which means that it's not necessarily b'shas mulchama. The Mefarshim explain why does the Torah write the b'shas mulchama. Because the dibra kosov elo behaveh, that was the norm, why should a person destroy a tree? But the way it was in the time of Muhammad, he used to go to a city, he used to destroy everything, there shouldn't mean anything there. That was the derech. That's why the Torah writes it about shas mulchama. But the ma'isa, the Issa applies to chol evi. That's the first halacha which Rambam reads over here in Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Now the shaila is which trees are included in this. We know there are trees that we make Bir Pri Ha'etz, and there are things which, like, even though they grow on bushes and things like that, we make Bir Pri Ha'etz, and so it's not a real tree in the halacha of the Torah, we make Bir Pri Ha'adama. Is that also included? So the person say the ma'isa that over here, its ma'achal includes even these things, even things that we make Bir Pri Ha'adama. And there are trees, even that the fruits are not chashuv, and you make shahakil on them. Even that's included. Any fruit which you could eat from a tree is included. And the chayyot, it's very shiach over here. There's also bushes with berries that grow on them. All over, you see them coming out. And the berries are edible. Maybe in most places. Right, all are eats. Yeah. So although maybe the derech is, maybe people don't eat them. But the matzah, it stays at its mark.
So how far do you talk about cutting the tree off?
Oh, we're going to come to this. What's called cutting a tree? Very good, we'll come back in a minute. Well, let's see which trees are included, and then we'll see what's after.
These wilds are very wild, what's called.
Right, so l'chayra, even though it should be also, we'll see soon the al-haterim, the al-haterim which apply.
So poisonous.
Right, oh, if it's poisonous, then for sure it's not l'chayra, that's right. But the ones which are not poisonous, which the etzim you can eat it, even if they're wild and it's not the derech to eat it, the matzah, that's the etzim mark. There's a tshuva in the Sefer Arugas HaBeisim, what about a tree that all the fruits are wormy? They're wormy. Every single fruit you'll find, that's where they grow, the wormy fruit. And it's come out of the shaykh to get them out. Is that called the Eitz Machel or not?
Every year?
Oh. So he said that case. He says that since you can sell them to a goy, then that's also called Eitz Machel. Because a person, you can sell it and you can eat it, it's also Eitz Machel. But as far as I remember, it says that if it's only machel behema, that's not called it's machel. That's really like they eat grass as well, right? Something which only animals will eat, that's not called it's machel. Something that any human can eat, whether it's a yid, whether it's a goy, that's considered it's machel. Oh, Now the next question is, like the Tzimcha mentioned, is it also dafka to be oika the whole tree? What about cutting off a branch from a tree? This is a very big shaila in Achrayim. Oh, so to prune, that's definitely okay. That's the first apostle that dafka by shviz, it's also right, the sizmuk. Definitely, to prune something, if I can, that makes it grow better. That's definitely okay. Hariz and
Meshubach. You have a difference there.
Sorry?
There's pruning for the benefit of the tree,
right?
And there's pruning for your personal benefit.
Oh. That's right. Oh, so to prune for the benefits of the tree, that's mufurus, that's a vada okay. Okay? So to prune for your own benefit, that's where the shadow comes in. Let's say someone doesn't stand. Who wants to carve a branch from a tree? Let's just talk about that case. You want to carve a branch from a tree. So I'm not uprooting the tree, I'm not destroying the tree. Is that also awesome? So that's a big shadow on the question. Is that a deraisa? Does the Torah mean dafka the whole tree, maybe even part of the tree? Maybe it's also chatzishia, also in the Torah, some mention. Maybe the Issam in Atayr, which the Torah says is the whole tree, but Chatzishia, when there's also Asim Atayr. Others say it's Midrabana, it's only Issam Drabana, and the Torah only means when you uproot the whole tree. And the others, that there are opinions which say that it's Mutah. The whole Issam is dafka to be mashless the whole tree. If you're just going to carve branches, especially branches which grow back in the same place, that's set, then there's more of a mocking to be made.
You can take up mash to the raw trunk and leave it, it could take 10 years to grow back, that's okay.
According to some place, then that's okay, yeah. It's a very, very big machlokes. Sorry? Right. So that's all the big machlokes. I just want to mention, it's very scary, the whole subject, because the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Tzadi Aleph, says that besides for the Issa, which is scary enough, but it is, the Gemara mentions that it's a big sakana. The Gemara says a story over there. That to cut down a tree, which is still producing fruit, it involves a sakana. There is a shine in the Pesachim. We mentioned one or two cases which might be mutter, and we'll see more cases which are mutter. The question is, that what the Gemara says, that there's a sakana involved in cutting down a fruit tree, is the sakana dafka in a case when it's osa because of the Issa of Reis Hashdis? Or maybe it's not related to the Issa. It's a totally different thing. That there's a sakana involved in cutting down a fruit tree. And in that case, it could be even in certain cases which will be mutter, mitzad the halachas of Reis Hashdis, but you have a separate problem of sakana, maybe. That's the chiddush from one of the Achrayim, but most of the Achrayim then, that it is related. The whole sakana is in the case when it's also mitzad nisashkis. So the main thing is we have to know what's included in the Issa of nisashkis, and once it's not included in the nisashkis, then we're safe. But Al Kabbalah is just kedai to remember, whenever you have a shayla, that's why this shia is obviously not halacha lemaisa, just to bring up the shayla that everyone should ask her of.
Should be
a halacha. Okay.
Sometimes the reason that they need to take that, for every reason that they're building something or the way of the window.
So that's not shy. What happens if something's getting in my way? Let's say the arch trees, for example, let's talk about the roots. Some trees have very, very long roots. And let's say it's near a building. And if it disturbs the foundations, then it's a shocking story, right? What about such a case? So we'll see the Rambam Baitel. The Rambam carries on. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam carries on. Aval kaitetzin oisayim hayom mazik ilonei sachiris. We find this very often. You see trees which are next to each other. I've got my back garden now. Actually, I've got berries which are growing in the middle of the apple tree. And it's disturbing it. The Rambam says that that's muta. Im hayom mazik ilonei sachiris, it's no problem. Sometimes the roots go into the neighbor's garden, and also there's mazik over there. So that's okay, because the whole issue is derech hashchasa. It's not issue to cut down the trees, it's issue to destroy. What's the derech hashchasa? It means if it's not mazik, you're just doing it down. That's the issue of the Torah. But if it's mazik,
presumably if it's mazik people, it's also included.
That's right. If it's mazik people, is that? Right. So in most cases, we mentioned before, but that. Even berries are included. Most times when people are interested in cutting it, then the reason why they're doing it is because it's mazik, and for sure that's okay.
My next door neighbor got an apple tree, and it falls in my, rotten apples fall on my grass, whole time. Horrible.
Wow.
That's
a very interesting shout.
Why can't you cut the branches off? What's in your garden? You're not ruining this tree.
Saying the rotten apples fall into your garden, so, and that's mazik, it's disturbing you.
Right.
Got an expression on there. Okay. So that's number one, the Rambam says. If it's mazik, then it's okay. There's another case, which is Tzorach Mekoyme, the Rosh says, which is a shayla, but everyone agrees to it. But there's another case, Tzorach Mekoyme, you want to make an extension. Let's say you want to make an extension, a sukkah extension. You want to make a sukkah extension, which everyone does every few days of the year, you see. What happens if it's got apple tree in his back garden? So the Rosh says, the Rosh in Bava Kama, he says nearly that Tzorach Mekoyme is also okay. So, that's what I'm saying, it's big shaggers about it, and we're not saying Mamush Lemaisa, almost Lemaisa, but there is a mockum to be made by Tzorach Mekoyme as well, like Rambam says, oh, it's a Derech Hashchasa. But Derech Hashchasa means that you're not doing it for a reason which is not sensible. If you've got a reason which overrides it,
is that you yourself doing it, or
are
you instructing your goy? Is that
different? Oh, so what about instructing a goy to do it?
So talking about where you're doing it, the hashtag of God, you want to use it for
something. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Oh, so let's go to the next halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam says, when he talks about if it's mazik, he says another case. He says, that means you can have some trees that the wood of the tree is very expensive and it's very valuable. And let's say you want to make a building from it, and the type of wood they have from this tree, then it's worth more than you can get from the pears of the tree. Then the Rambam says it's mutter. So that means I've added the pasuk to my case, even in the case when you want to use it for building as well, but it's more valuable for the fruit than for the wood. How much is the wood worth? 10 pounds, and the fruit's worth 100 pounds. That's still called a sashkas, because that's hashkasa, that's not something reasonable. But if the wood is worth more than the fruit, then the Rambam says, and that's okay. So basically,
even though the pasuk is a sudder, there's a problem.
Right.
It should not be mashkas, a fruit tree.
Right.
If you need a fruit pound, you can mash the fruit tree.
Right. The way Rashi and the pasuk ultimately says is that is a tree like a person. Why should he suffer like for nothing? But if it's taka a reason which makes sense, then says Rambam, our case was that
amuta. And then how do you calculate the value? Do you calculate the value of all the fruits which are going to grow on the tree in its natural life?
Now? How do you calculate the value? So that the person said that means the way it is doesn't mean mamash now, because we know that halacha is even if there's no fruit on it, it's also if it's going to grow now. But you don't look at the whole lifetime. It means like in one cycle. I think it means
you
in one cycle.
Market, like a field which you estimate that it's going to give a certain yield. Like when you sell a field, right. It's also the same thing.
It's apple. What's that for now?
Value as a fruit tree.
Yep. So like we're saying, it's tricky waters, it's dangerous waters, but there are cases which are not everything should be asked, but those are the klonim of the Issa, the rights of the Sashka Sasetsa. About a goy. Also, the Rambam carries on in the same halacha when he says not to cut it down. He says an interesting thing. Let's say there's a stream which is feeding the tree, and I divert the stream from feeding the tree to go somewhere else. And without the stream reaching the tree, it's going to die. The Rambam says that's also included in the Issa. So some place can learn out from here that we see the Issa is not only if I directly mash this. Even if I do something which causes it to be destroyed, it's also also. In that case, maybe to tell a goy would be managed to be included in it. So what about selling to a goy? So what do you say? What happens if the tree belongs to a goy? Is that also? Who's got? Do I not have any rights for this question? What happens if the tree belongs to a goy? Is that mutter or also?
If the tree belongs to a goy,
that's what the puzzle's talking about, right? Very good. The puzzle's talking about a case when it belongs to a goy. The pasuk says, "You go to a city of going. You're about to destroy the city. Don't destroy the trees."
You're not right. That town is going to belong to you.
It's going to belong to you, right? But the ma'aser, the first can say that the ma'aser is no chiluk.
The goy can do it. If you sell the trees to the goy, the goy can do it. He can do what he likes.
Oh, if he doesn't sell the goy, that's no problem. Right, for sure. Yeah, that's okay. I think that's the kinyan of the goy. The kinyan of the goy is no different. But he doesn't have his own accord,
If you sell the goy, he saw that, and he tell you what, okay, thank you, everyone. We're going to kill it,
Very good.
So much.
We have the tree in the back garden. We imagine they did hopefully pay the £1,000 to take the tree away and replant it somewhere else.
Oh.
In that case, we sold it to him.
And it's be his own geschäft. Very good. That's another interesting thing that I mentioned. If you uproot it from this place and you plant it somewhere else, that's also a mockum to be made of. Like I was saying, we don't need...
You can sell it to the goat, you tell him to take it away with it.
If he takes it... Right, so that's what they did over there.
Yeah, you
guys
do that, tell him. Sell it, take it away. Don't kill it, take it away.
Very good. So that's about the killing of a goat. And the place will say, even if it belongs to Hefka, you go to a forest somewhere and you see something, no man's land, doesn't belong to anyone. It's also included. It doesn't make a difference. It belongs to Yid, it belongs to Goy, it belongs to Hefka. Now we'll move over a little bit over to the halachas of destroying other things. The Rambam carries on and says, "V'loya ilonis b'vad, not only trees. Elokol ha'mashaber kelim, someone that smashes kelim or rips begodim or destroys buildings. All that is included in the issa of lisashkes." And there's a big shaila in the Pesachim, how to learn this Rambam. Does Rambam mean that it's included in the deraisa, like Rambam starts off, it says, over b'lei sashkes. Because on the other hand, Rambam carries on, it says, ve'einoi loike elo makas mardos medivrein. In this case of destroying other things, then the Rambam writes that there's no malchus. Now why is there no malchus? So there are different ways of reading the Rambam. Does Rambam mean to say that these things are only also medirabonon, and that's why there's no malchus? Well, no, it's all included in Issa Torah, but there's no Malkus for a different reason. It's a Lav Shabichlomus. But Al-Kaponim, that's clear. Al-Kaponim Midrabonim, maybe Midraisa, it's also to destroy anything else, not only trees, anything else, Derech Hashchasa. The Nedibiyot, that's an interesting tshuva. Someone asked him a question that seems to be a rich person that wrote to him. His hobby was to go out hunting. He used to go out to the forest, and used to see wild bears and animals like that. And I don't know what he used in those days, I don't know if he had guns. He used to take his bow and arrow, and he used to shoot. And he wrote to the Nate Builder, is it a good idea or not? So Nate Builder's got a whole chum about it, about Sabra Lechaim, first he discusses. And then he discusses the Baal Tashkes. What are you doing over here? So he comes out over there, there's no issue about Tashkes. He says, sorry? Trade for animal, okay, but we mentioned before, if something that a goy could use is also about tashkes, right?
So they sell it.
Sorry?
They sell it afterwards.
So if you can use, so it goes into, if you can use the, what you're going to get afterwards, you're going to use the leather or the skin or everything, then it's not no problem. Even without it, he says, interesting is that, he says the animal which is out there in the wild, you can't get anything from it in any case, right? No one gets any hanor from it. It's not able to get any hanor. In any case, go to a massive forest and you kill an animal out there in the wild. It's not him. No one's going to get hanor from it.
If you see a pigeon flying, you're shooting down. For no reason whatsoever,
it's Baal Tashkes. What hanor would you have got from it otherwise? So that's the chiddush of Yehuda. Maybe this chiddush is that you're taking away a hanor that you could have got potentially. And he mainly says that if you could not have gotten a hanor from it in any case, then it's not included.
You have a hanor to help. That's
a hanor. So you're tithing, I'm getting another hanor. Very good. That's very interesting. The Rebbe doesn't say this heter. That's because it's your hobby. That's okay. That seems to be like we mentioned before that although the Rambam says that, let's say the wood is more expensive, then it's okay to destroy a tree. But it always depends to weighing out what you're going against. Just your hanor, you get enjoyment to kill an animal. That doesn't warrant the killing. That's not enough. Everything depends on every case. That we see from the Rebbe, that's not enough.
Somebody's got an item, he's finished with it, doesn't want it anymore. He's not allowed to be much with it.
Oh, so if it's not him, so that's...
I can't bother doing it, I'm going to scrap it.
Right, so if it's not him, it's something which is there. If they talk about, let's say, kelim chadpam, the disposables, right? Obviously, everyone uses it once and you check it out, right? You don't start washing up everything after you use it, although you could.
I want to buy a new printer. My old printer still works, but I have it in the shop.
Oh, so that's already... So that's really a bit more tricky. Something like the derech, or maybe the derech would be to try and pass it on and give it to someone that could use it. It depends. Sorry?
Well, how's it worth? Are
you going to
give away an old printer?
Right. All these things depends. What the derech of people. If the derech of people is taka, just to chuck it out, once it's reached that stage, then there's no more Baal Tashkes anymore. It's good.
The basis of the